So we had a viewer who commented on the segment where I told you the story about the children who were poorly behaved during my birthday dinner. And the viewer was saying that it's not possible for me to have assessed that this child was not suffering from some condition in that during that exchange. I'd like to respond to that, but also make a more general comment. The circumstances during which this behavior occurred made it very clear that the parents were just electing not to discipline. This behavior had gone on. It was not that type of a situation. I have been in situations like that. I have very close relationships with a lot of children who have special needs. This was not that situation. This was children who were restless and bored. And that is understandable. It's a restaurant. It's a fancy restaurant.
Right.
It's a long time for them to have to sit still. I completely understand that. But then if you know that, perhaps that's not the restaurant you should take your children to for a leisurely dinner. Maybe you should elect to go to a more family-friendly.
Or casual.
Or casual. But even if it is a nicer restaurant, or even if you elect to go to a very upscale restaurant, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline. You cannot have insane behavior while people are trying to have dinner. One thing I've noticed is there seems to be a complete abandonment of parenting with parents and children. And this is just based on my own observations out and about. So I want to bring your attention to something. There was a video that went viral a few weeks ago.
Right.
And in the video, there's a young man on a flight. And he literally does nothing but hold his phone in his hand, filming himself. You can see he's on the aisle. There's clearly a child next to him. And from what I understand, the parent was next to the child in the window seat.
Mm.
And the child is pummeling him, kicking him, screaming, carrying on for the duration of this flight,
wow,
however long the flight was. And the parent said nothing.
Wow.
So I take that situation, add it to my own situation from the restaurant that night, which, again, based on my observation, was a simple matter of the parents trying to enjoy themselves and the children acting out and them just kind of acting like the kids aren't there. Like, they're there, but they're not truly there. We're just going to will them away and pretend we don't see this unruly behavior. And we're seeing and hearing many stories where parents, you shared a story. Remember the story about the beach?
Yeah.
And the
very
child.
Very common.
Right. The child jumping up and down on the bench until the bench was broken.
Yes.
And the parent stood right there, oblivious. So there is a clear abandonment of parental responsibility.
Not only abandonment, that parents, that woman accused me. That is not my business to say anything or mention anything to about their children's behavior in public.
So it's, I'm going to abandon my own responsibility.
Right.
And how dare you address my abandonment of responsibility and the poor behavior of my child.
Right.
So, and I want to say, while there are actually children out there who may have different
disorders
or coping mechanisms or be going through any number of things, and those things do exist and they do happen, there is a wanton, basically just an abdication of the parental role when parents are out and about in public with their children.
Neglecting.
They are neglecting them, yeah. In essence, yes.
Yeah.
So the rest of us have to just be subjected to abhorrent behavior because the parents act as though they're oblivious to what's going on. But you're seeing it, I'm seeing it, and everybody else is seeing it. So going back to this young man on the flight, If you look at the clip and then you read all of the comments, people were even just speculating. One, they were hailing him for being so patient and kind and all of all of these wonderful words that they were using. Because at minimum, if the parent wanted to be so hands-off, the child could have been placed by the window and the parents could have sat in the middle.
Right.
So that he's not getting kicked and screamed at and all basically assaulted throughout the flight. That's the bare minimum. So, you know, we talked about why people have children, but then sometimes you go out into the world and you see reasons why people should not have children. I remember in my youth, instances of bad behavior, which has now skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And whenever I would see one of those instances, I would think, people should have to get a license to procreate. And I kind of stepped away from that thought process.
Set in a good, the better system now.
But just from the perspective that, look at where we are now and the countless instances of children with poor behavior, with parents who are physically present. If you're present and your child is behaving in this manner in front of you, what on earth are they doing when you're not present?
Did one reason to me that many children you and I see and come across with obnoxious that situation, again, it's a social structure that we are having. Meaning, we used to have combination of family. We don't live not only a nuclear family situation. Mm-hmm. So you, in a way, you learn in public mannerism in your house, mm-hmm. right? But, and also, like what I always say, that parents has to learn to being a parent.
Yes,
because if you don't know how to cook,
you learn.
You learn, right? You being a parent, you have to learn what we used to do when we were living with older parents or uncle. They taught you. We get taught, or they teach you how to behave. I mean, it was a little bit too much, but you get taught. You get education indirectly. But now, they don't have to. There's no social structure that teach you to be a good parent or right parent.
And, you know,
that's
on your
reason.
Point about families, too, there is this resurgence of the sandwich generation, as
right.
they're calling it. So you have the parent, the small children, their parents, the grandparents, maybe even great-grandparents in the home, or extended family members, which is wonderful. But you also, to your point, in talking about what that looks like from a societal perspective, mm-hmm. we grew up, at least when I grew up, there was the sense of community as well. So you didn't, one,
community.
I was raised that you behave this way, and this is how you behave
exactly.
all the time.
And you get rewarded and punished.
But even aside from that, you don't leave the house and dare misbehave because your next door neighbor, the neighbor down the street, correct, the person in the store, absolutely everybody is going to discipline you.
Exactly. If
there was that sense of community in that regard, which
village,
the village raising the child, right? Yeah. And if you look at what's happening in society today, you get people who are teachers, for example, especially at the elementary, middle, and I'm focusing on elementary and middle school in particular, on those levels, they're in essence being forced to raise people's children because the children are coming to school ill-mannered, just so they're having to not only teach academically, but having to teach just basic acceptable behavior. And then God forbid they say something, then they have to deal with the onslaught of parents coming in and speaking to them in a manner that is absolutely inappropriate because they don't want to raise their own children. So, you know, society is, or the community is no longer welcome. The village is being pushed aside.
Yeah.
And then you fast forward to these types of instances that we're seeing.
Absolutely.
And experiencing. Yeah. And it's thank you for not taking care of your children.
Who teaches in the city, she said to me many times, I am so disappointed to be a teacher. I said, why? You know, you get the pension, you have a summer vacation, winter vacation, you have all the holiday. If I go back, maybe I'll start as a teacher too. I mean, what are you complaining about? She said, no. Teacher doesn't get any respect from parents nor children or student, because if you makes really some statement or remarks, their parents go outraged. How dare you say, or whatever, you know, giving that kind of a statement to my children. It's like, don't ever touch any subject or any line that cues my children is misbehaving.
So when parents abdicate the role of parenting and do not provide children with the basic foundation to take forth in life, what happens to that child when they enter adulthood?
Whenever I see, you know, these kind of really horribly misbehaved children, I'm really wondering, unless you really put the conservative and productive guideline since they're little as a parent. And who knows where these children gonna go?
So when you have children who are not given guidelines, who have no structure, and parents abdicate the role of parenting, where does that lead them later in life?
You know, that's my question too. What's gonna happen to these children? You never know. I think it is very important to, in that essence, give a constructive and good line to teach them since they are little.
If no foundation is set for a child and no discipline is ever given, it makes you wonder what becomes of that child as they become an adult.
I heard the very disturbing news. Do you remember who's a Reiner? Rob Reiner.
Yes.
He is one of the successful Hollywood figure. Mm-hmm. Son, your own son. And I felt so disturbed. And I said, no, maybe these are the best children. You know, this kind of children.
But, you know, it's really heartbreaking that this has happened, but it's not the first, second, third time, unfortunately. And even when we look at scenarios we've heard before with this type of horrific situation, and it's just what transpired, what could possibly have transpired to take it to that level?
And I think we really be warm with the people who did a horrible thing or horrendous thing to their own parents or their own neighbor or whatever. You know, keep them a little more empathy and compassion rather than just, you know, like I did it to criticize why the hell you did a horrible thing to your parents. So that's my really conclusion.